Cumulus Broadcasting is proud to present the only show of its kind in the Fox Valley designed to inform you on how to go green, live green, and save green. Welcome to Answers to Energy Questions Spotlight, brought to you by Evergreen Credit Union, naturally a better financial. Here's your host, Bill Schultz.
Hey, good morning, everybody. Welcome to Answers to Energy Questions Spotlight. Once again, we sit down and we talk about ways to save you money. And today, we're going to talk about technology. And believe me, we're not going to get too intense with technology because I can't get too intense with technology. I'm very limited when it comes to technology. What I need to do is to have somebody show me what to do, what buttons to press, where to press them, how to press them, and then I get into a routine and go, oh, I can do that. But if anybody wanted me to explain to them exactly what I was doing, I would say, I have no idea. I do the same thing with a computer. I have no idea what I'm doing, but I know what buttons to press. But today we're having back with us is Brian Samsa, right? Samsa?
Correct, yep.
From Fox Valley Automation. And perhaps we had him on in the first week. He's kind of joined our team, and we were talking a little bit about how you can automate your home. And Brian, since we last visited, I can't tell you how many times I have seen on a website, I've seen an article, I have seen a TV show, one of these HD TV shows or something like that, where this automation stuff is coming into play all the time. It's everywhere.
Yes, it is. And it just keeps expanding and expanding as far as what you can do with it.
In a nutshell, explain to people what Fox Valley Automation does.
Basically, depending on what you're after, we come in and automate your house. You know, there's various levels, and it could be a small business as well. We customize a package for what the customer's after, whether it's, you know, security, lighting control, energy efficiency things, home protection as far as water damage, stuff like that. It's really catered to the individual customer themselves and what they're after.
And we're going to get into this in a little bit about you kind of reverse things a little bit with the consumer, because a lot of people go, okay, this is my product. If you want the product, you buy it and I will install it. But with you kind of say, what do you need? And I'll make it happen.
Right. Yeah,
it's
exactly.
Kind of weird.
Yeah, I mean, it's endless what you can do. So you could add thing after thing after thing. So it's impossible for me to say, here's a package of goods, we'll install it. You know, everybody has different needs, so we try to cater to that.
And in today's technology, some of the people who are listening might be familiar with some of the things that you see on TV, like Alexa, turn on the lights. Alexa, play my favorite song by Frank Sinatra. Alexa, make a call and order some roses. But the Alexa concept is kind of what you're doing, and in fact, you've now integrated with that, right?
Yes, explain that. Alexa does integrate with the system, and you can actually create custom phrases to tell her what you want her to do. So, for example, you could create a phrase in the software that says, when you say, Alexa, let's party, she sets the lighting where you want it and turns the fireplace on and whatever you want, whatever you tie in with that.
Okay.
So you can completely customize it. And she has the simple phrases of, Alexa, turn the living room lights to 25%. That's all automatically integrated. But now we do have that ability to customize what you tell Alexa and what it does.
And another one that people who are used to this kind of integration is familiar with is Nest. Nest is another one of these products that is out there. And then there's Nexia, which is kind of one that, do you work with them? Are you associated with them? How does Nexia work with you?
I mean, Nest, how does Nexia work?
With Fox Valley Automation.
Yeah, we basically the main product line of ours is Nexia.
Is Nexia.
It's
okay.
The platform that the services operate on.
Okay. And Nest is something totally, it's not totally different, but I mean, it's a different line of products.
It is, but it does integrate with Nexia.
And the point I'm trying to make is if people have this already in their system, and my guess is you start with, let's say, Nest. You start with Nest, and Nest, a lot of the stuff, and correct me if I'm wrong, Brian, but I think they do a lot of the heat on and off, air conditioning on and off, lights on and off, that kind of standard
stuff.
Right.
I believe, you know, Nest in a package, what Nest offers are just, you know, CO2 smoke detectors, cameras, and the thermostat.
Okay.
The thing about Nest that's popular is it's self-learning. So it basically uses motion to determine, you know, when your house is occupied and when it's not.
Okay.
To work with your heating and cooling system to save you energy.
So when you're doing this, and this happens a lot of time, it's kind of like when you have a TV set and you buy a brand new TV set, you figure out how to turn it on, how to change the channels. And then you start playing with some other gadgets of the buttons on the remote, and you go, oh, I can do this. Oh, I can do that. And I would think with Nest, you get to the point, if you're into these gadget type of things, that you've reached a ceiling that you can't do anymore, but you'd like to.
Right.
And that's kind of where you would come in, correct?
Right, right. So what Nexia really does is it brings it all together. Mm-hmm. So you can have all these different products in your house, and they can all intercommunicate with each other. So if this sensor senses this, you can make something else do that. You know, sure. It makes everything intercommunicate. If your garage door is open, you can turn your heat off. If you know, if your kid enters your house, you can turn on certain lights. You know, again, it just Nexia brings it all together so that everything can intercommunicate and work together.
Okay, Brian Samsa with us, who is president of Fox Valley Automation, and the number is 968-2450. That's 968-2450, or you can go to f-vautomation.com, or is it just FV?
Just FV.
FV Automation. Okay, fvautomation.com. So let's talk about some of these scenarios. Kids, you have kids that are middle school, high school, and they are kind of self on their own. They can get to the bus, they can get home. All those kind of things. But as a parent, you're still concerned as to what they're doing, when they're doing it, but you're at work and you can't do that. Tell me some of the things that a parent can do working with Fox Valley Automation for this.
Well, you know, with the utilization of garage door modules or door locks, you know, for example, when my children come home, they put their individual code in the door, and myself and my wife get an alert on our phone that they just unlocked the door. So you can know when the doors are unlocked, when they're locked, anytime the garage door opens or closes. And this is all customizable as well. If you don't want the alert, you don't have to get the alert.
Now, do the kids need to know anything like a code or anything like that?
Yeah, just a code, four-digit code to get into the house, or whatever amount of digits you want to
make. But you can actually have it open before they even get there, so they wouldn't even need to do that.
You could, yes.
Yeah.
So they know a code. My children themselves, they don't even have the apps on their phones.
Okay.
So they don't know.
Well, that was my next question.
You can have them on the phone and limit what they, you know, what they're able to do.
Okay.
With that, you know, okay. As well as there's something called geofencing. So you could put, and it's not just around your home. You could geofence their school, and then when their phone enters the school, you know it's there. And when it leaves the school, you get a notification that they've left the school.
Oh, at first I thought you were – when you said the fencing thing, I got a little nervous. I thought it was like zapping your kids when they leave the yard.
Sometimes.
Like a dog or something. No.
So and you can do that anywhere. You know, as far as – you know, if your kids are coming home when it's dark, you can have it set up so that – and let's say you're not there. So if they put in their code after sunset, then it'll automatically turn on a few lights in the house so they're not walking into a dark house.
Mm-hmm.
You know, there's obviously cameras, so you could, you know, see, well, he left, or which way did he go, you know, or is he outside playing basketball, or, you know, whatever.
Yeah.
Really, again, whatever you're after.
And well, I'm going to ask this question because your kids are probably used to it by now, but at the point where they were they thinking like, Dad, do you have to watch everything I do? Is that
right? Kind of... Well, they're just my oldest is 14, and he's kind of he did say to me at one point, "I'm never gonna get away with anything around here." And I said, "Well, just be smart. I'm not gonna limit you that bad."
Yeah, but it's good to have them deep back there in their mind to know, hey, I can't get away
right.
with this.
Well, once they get a little older and we're gone for a weekend or something, I can promise you there won't be a party at my house.
That's a good thing. Right. Brian Samsa with us from Fox Valley Automation. And again, the number is 968-2450. It's about automating your home. That's kind of the simplistic way of putting it.
Or business.
Yeah. And let's talk about that as well. Businesses. Businesses you can run the same way, any way you want to do it. You call the shots as a business owner and say, Brian, I want you to come over. This is what I need. I need camera monitorings. I need the doors to be locked and unlocked automatically and all those kind of things. You can do all that.
Yeah, yeah, exactly. Same products, so you can do whatever you want with it. I can give you an example. I have another business, and we had a delivery coming in, and I wasn't aware that it was coming in that day, but nobody was there to take it. So I mentioned to the driver, I said, hey, can I pop the garage door open for you? And you can get it in there and just go ahead and close the door. And he said, yeah, absolutely. It saved him time. It saved us time.
Yep.
And so I opened the garage door. I checked the camera, and I watch him go out there, get the delivery, bring it in, drop it, shut the door, and walk away.
Time saver, energy saver, the whole deal.
Right. And, as far as lights coming on and off so that people, the building not necessarily looks occupied, but you want it well lit and, stuff like that. I know, you can know when employees are coming and going over, all my employees have keys to the building. So previously, before this system, now they don't have keys, they have a code.
Mm-hmm.
So if somebody enters the building on a weekend when we're not there, I'd like to know that somebody entered the building on a weekend.
Yep. Fox Valley Automation, what a great way to go. Cool ideas. We're going to talk about more. We're going to take a break here and talk about different ideas that scenarios perhaps you can use by using Fox Valley Automation. You come up with the idea. You come up with the concerns. Brian will come up with the solution. 968-2450 is the number. We'll be back. Back with you, Answers to Energy Questions Spotlight. We're talking with Brian from Fox Valley Automation, who is all about automating your home or your business. And it's much more than just turning your lights on and lights off and heat on and heat off. When I talk to you, Brian, it's kind of hard to put it in a box and say, this is what I do, because it's really changing all the time. And the options are always being added.
Absolutely, yeah. I mean, it's constantly, I would say every month there's different services, different products that are coming into the market. So it is ever-changing.
And we were talking about home protection and not necessarily security, but making sure your house or your cottage or your business is kind of under surveillance. I'll say that. But we were talking about this time of year where we had just a ton of rain and people's sump pump is going like crazy. And you don't know a lot of times, because a lot of times it's deep in the basement. You don't either hear it or you're not really conscious of how much it's really working. you said that that actually happened to you guys. With you noticed your energy bill going up, you couldn't figure out what was going on.
Right. Yeah, we found our sump pump running nonstop.
Yeah, and you could have a monitor to do that. Right.
Right. You can through your system. You can integrate a smart outlet into just your existing sump pump, and then you can log in a spreadsheet how often it's running. You know, its start time and stop time. Just the amount of time it's running, whatever you're after. And you could, I can't say I've tested this, but I believe you potentially could set alerts where if it's, you know, excessively running, you know, that it could alert you. They do make smart sump pumps now as well that, you know, can alert you if it fails, or mm-hmm. or you can use water sensors to know if your water level gets high. Mm-hmm. And that expands beyond that to, you know, your plumbing in the house. There's smart valves, water sensors, so you could place water sensors around, and if it senses water, it automatically shuts off the water to your house before the damage is real bad. Smoke detectors, CO2 detectors.
It's, you know, and again, since we've talked, and I run into some stuff on a day-to-day basis, I look at that and go, wow, Brian could have had something for that. I was at a business last week where I actually had to pick up a check, and I was there early. It's a restaurant bar, and it was there early in the morning for them. It was late for me. It was like 10 o'clock in the morning. No one was there yet, and I just had to go pick up a check, and I knew exactly where it was. It was on the bulletin board and all that kind of stuff, but the doors were locked. No one was there. With me was the beer guy who was also there, who thought, well, I thought they'd be open at this time. And I'm thinking, if they had something set up here, they could have just, the person, whoever I had a call, was at home. Like you said before, unlock the door, get your check bill. Okay, you leave. Beer guy, okay, we'll open the back door for you so you can bring in the beer.
Right.
But it wasted my time. It wasted the beer's time. And beer guy's time, and the owner, they had a call because they had a big delivery.
They didn't get it accomplished, right?
They had a caller, and she had to come all the way over there to open up the doors so they can get in, because he wasn't gonna come back, or if he did, it was gonna be kind of during lunchtime or dinner time, at the end of the day. And all that time and energy wasted could have been done by a click of the phone.
Yep. And the same goes for your house. You know, if you have a service technician coming over for something or whatever. You know, you could put a temporary code in the door so that you know when they get there, they go and do what they need to do, and you know when they leave.
Okay.
Rather than wasting your whole day sitting around waiting, you know, stuff like that. Again, you need to be able to trust that person in the house as well.
Sure.
But a couple cameras can make that trust level go way up as well.
Yep. Brian Samsa with us from Fox Valley Automation. And again, let's throw out the phone number. It is 968-2450, 968-2450, or you can go to fvautomation.com. Let's talk about the process, and I know from a price standpoint, you really can't put a price on it because it's all tailored to you. But if someone were to call you, Brian, and say, okay, I heard the show, I'm interested in doing something like this, what's the first step after they call you?
I mean, kind of discuss with them what they're after, and, you know, kind of get a little bit of an idea there. And then, you know, either they come and meet with me or I go meet with them in their home. Which is sometimes better because you get a look at what's there and what you need to do to accomplish it. And, you know, at that point we put together pricing for what they're after, and then it's up to them to, if they want to do it.
And again, I said this in the beginning of the show, you just have to show me what button to push or whatever, and I'll push that button and it'll work, but ask me how it's done. I have no idea. What is actually needed as far as, again, I'm just throwing this out. Stuff out, wiring, anything that you have to do in the home to kind of go through the home and you know, put some wires through or do anything. What do you need to do?
The majority of the devices are wireless or have, you know, for example, a garage door module. There's always an outlet by the garage door module, so you know, or by the garage door opener. You know, the cameras can be challenging because they need power typically. There is another line out there that's just been able to integrate with us, and I haven't worked with it yet, that does offer a battery camera.
Mm-hmm.
But most of the stuff is wireless, you know. Battery operated. The batteries last long. The system alerts you when the batteries are low.
Mm-hmm.
So most of it is relatively easy to install.
Easy to install. And I don't even know if you can give a sample time because, again, it depends on what you need. But is it a couple of hours, a day, days?
It depends how in depth you're going with it. Okay. But, you know, most anything could get done in a day, I would expect. And then there's some sit-down time with the customer to show them, you know, how things operate.
Mm-hmm.
How to make adjustments to the system if needed. It's really relatively easy once you're shown how to do it.
I would imagine that once the installation takes place, there should be a give and take with you and the customer on an ongoing basis for a while anyway, until they say, okay, I get all this.
Yeah,
but
there's
going to be, how do I do this again?
Well, most of it will be, you know, basically, if you know what you want done, it's easy for us to set it up.
Yeah.
And then it's if you want to make changes to something or something in that manner, or you come up with another, hey, when this happens, I want that to happen. You know, again, once we show you how to do it, it's pretty easy to achieve. But if you need assistance, then we'll do what we can to take care of that.
Does this take the place of, you know, I think of places up north that have these beautiful landscaped yards and beautiful home, and the person's there maybe only 3 months total out of the entire year. And they've got this heavy-duty security system. Is that needed anymore with this? Is it still relevant?
The big difference between us and a security system is we're not a third-party monitored system.
Okay,
we're a monitored by you system.
Right.
You know,
yeah.
So it can easily take that place. And quite frankly, I've had both. I wasn't real fond of it. I mean, if you're talking a place up north, you're likely to set it when you leave. But in a house, you know, what I've found is many people, you know, at first they're setting it all the time.
Yep.
And eventually, you know, it's just
forget.
When they go on vacation. So I much, you know, this is a much cheaper thing from the standpoint of what you pay after the install.
Mm-hmm.
In fact, we even have the ability to just charge a one-time fee and you have a lifetime subscription.
Okay.
But I prefer to know myself what's going on and react rather than have somebody else monitoring it.
Well, and correct me if I'm wrong, but if a monitoring system, a third party monitoring system, an alarm would go off, let's just say, and it might come to you, but then a third party would kind of interject and say, your alarm just went off. And then you usually have to go, and either you go yourself or you'd have to contact the police anyway.
I think the third party would contact them.
Point is there's that middle person anyway, and
right.
Why need them?
Right, exactly. Yes.
I guess. Yeah.
Yes. And I mean, we do have the ability to send you messages on your phone, which are like a pop-up message, a text mm-hmm. message, email, phone call.
Okay. Any of that.
Yeah, whatever you're after. And it doesn't, we can even call a third party. So if you're out of the country or something, you could have it text or call your mother or father or whoever.
Mm-hmm. And this, you know, it screams to me that it makes so much sense to all the people who have cottages and homes up north, especially real nice ones where it's like, boy, almost every waking moment you got to wonder when there's a storm that comes through, maybe doesn't hit the valley, but you know it's up there up north somewhere. How did my home make it through this?
Right. Yeah,
you don't know.
Absolutely.
And,
you don't know. With this system, you know. I mean, you know, depending on how deep you go with it, if you have perimeter cameras on the place, well, you can easily tell how your property looks after the storm. You know, water sensors in the place, automatic valves. You know, you leave a cottage, you probably shut off the water typically.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, this way you can say, oh, did I shut the water off? Well, look on your phone and boom.
Yeah.
You know, and if you didn't shut it off, press a button and it's shut off.
Wow. Brian with us from Fox Valley Automation. And again, let's give out that phone number. It is 968-2450. Ready to wrap up here, Brian, but I wanted to also say, because we've been talking about systems that you can put into your apps and initially say, these are my concerns, but you can also add different things as you go, right? This is not a one-time deal. You can come back and add or start low and build from there, right?
Correct. Yes, you can continually add to it. Yeah, you can start with a small package and add to it as you get used to it and figure out what you want. You can always swap things out. You know, I mean, it's very flexible.
And see, I was just going to say, so let's say once your kids grow up and you don't need that monitoring for the kids or something along those lines, you can get rid of that.
Yes, if that's what you want.
If that's what you want to do. Wow. It's just remarkable. It just boggles my mind. Fox Valley Automation, Brian with us again. Go to fvautomation.com or call 968-2450 and get this done for your home, your cottage up north, your business, and you can get it all by either your computer on your laptop.
Basically anything that connects to the internet.
Anything that connects. Brian, good seeing you again. Thanks very much.
Yes, thank you.
Thank you for listening to Answers to Energy Questions Spotlight, brought to you by Evergreen Credit Union. Naturally, a better financial. Listen next week when we spotlight another business and show you ways to go green, live green, and save green. If you would like to be a guest on Answers to Energy Questions Spotlight, please contact Bill Schultz at 920-230-0801.